NCA has put out in public domain some application, and they have cited a portion of a total act to undertake what they have done. What we need to do is to interrogate the whole process, what they seem to have done, and to cite it in context of what has gone on, what is going on, and the future. This is where we are now as an association. So we are in the process of gathering information on what they say they have done. We are in contact with members of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association who are affected. We are studying their document. At the moment, we believe that we have good grounds, good reason to engage the NCA in a dialogue.
Ideally, we wouldn't wish for a situation where a media house is closed down, or a license of a media house is revoked, or witnessing the kind of fines that the NCA communication indicated that media houses are to be fined. And I did say ideally, because we know that the existence of such several radio stations contributes to having a plural media environment, which invariably also helps in having people express themselves, you know, through various means and through various channels. But I think that it is important that we also recognize that as a country, we need our laws to work and we need our institutions to work. And so just as we expect that governments do their right, the right thing, governments obey our laws, we do also expect institutions, private or public, also do obey the laws and regulations that we have in this country. And that is the only way we can progress as a nation.